Everybody, welcome to episode 348 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. All right, well, it might be the middle of May, but we're going to talk some Ankeny Centennial Wrestling tonight with both the former and current coaches of the program. To my left is the longtime coach who retired at the end of the season after guiding the Jaguars program for 13 years. Overall, he coached 34 seasons at three different schools and racked up 467 wins in his career. He is Jay Groth. Jay, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dan. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And to my right is Jay's former assistant who has been a part of the program for 7 years, and he was recently named Jay's successor. He was a four-time state place winner and a two-time state champion at Pleasant Valley, who went on to become a three-year starter at Northern Iowa. He is Tyler Willers, and he's making his podcast debut. Tyler, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Jay, I know you told me that it was some of the behind-the-scenes stuff and the off-season work that was required of a head coach that you didn't, you know, think you'd miss. So thus far, have you enjoyed your first couple of months of retirement?
Yeah. It's been, got extra time. I cleaned the garage a couple times, cleaned the shed a couple times. You know, I had a retirement party and got supposed to be no gifts, but I think I got like 28 bottles of bourbon, so I spent a month with those. And now I'm looking for a new hobby, I guess. And no, it's been different to not have to do the lifting in the open room and all that sort of stuff. It's been nice so far. A lot of people ask me if I miss it yet, and I'm like, no, not yet.
Were you planning to do some more golfing this summer? How are you going to spend your extra time?
Well, I played the last 3 days in a row, counting today. So yeah, I'm gonna go dog sledding this winter up in northern Minnesota. But probably the thing I'm most excited about, Dan, is I'm getting some investors together, and we're going to start a kindergarten and first grade bare knuckle fighting league here in Ankeny to toughen the kids up for Tyler. So they're not tougher. Just the boys this year. Next year we'll bring girls in because they mature faster. So yeah. When the boys are in first and second grade, then the kindergarten girls can fight the boys.
So. I had a feeling you were going to go there someplace like that. we'll have to get you out on your bike sometime.
Sounds good.
Well, and Tyler, you've obviously been with Jay for a long time now. I think you were aware at some point during the season that this was going to be his last year. But do you think you saw this coming, you know, over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think when I first started coaching here, Jay, you know, had in mind his retirement and kind of let me know that first year, you know, it's if I was interested in it. I told him, yeah, I mean, it's been since I was in high school, a dream of mine to be a head coach. And so I've been Jay's been helping me prepare and have been giving me different tasks to do throughout the year so I can, you know, take over when he was done and just kind of prepare me for that situation.
Well, Jay, you told me when one of this year's seniors, Kel Vandermark, was a freshman and his brother Cody was a junior, that was really maybe the first time you started to think about retiring this year because you would also be close to 60 years old. You know, so it sounds like you had been thinking about it for a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, I started wrestling in 1976. So Tyler was, I don't even know if his parents were married then. I'm sure they weren't.
No.
So, you know, after the first 10 years at Centennial, yeah, it was like, yeah, you know, it's been a long time and I've always loved going to practice. I love being there and I love coaching and competing. So it was a tough choice, but it was just one that's like, I gotta, you know, I might have told you before, I'm like, this Saturday, I went up to Cedar Rapids and celebrated my mom's 83rd birthday and played 9 holes of golf with my 89-year-old dad. So it's nice to be able to go out and do that stuff and not have to worry about and think about wrestling all the time. So I was ready. It was a good transition too.
You also told me that Coach Ewing told you that you should love them while they're living, and you're certainly doing that, right?
Yep, that's exactly correct.
Well, you certainly went out in style. You coached Max DeBolt to a second consecutive state title in your final match. So that was the 10th individual crown overall that you guided your wrestlers to in your career at Centennial. You probably had your best season in 2019 when you were named the Class 3A Coach of the Year. After the Jaguars went 21-1, you guys placed third in the state duels tournament. You then placed fourth in the traditional tournament that year, which was your highest finish ever. You then matched that a couple of years ago. You know, so considering that you started the Centennial program from scratch, you have to feel good about everything that you accomplished and where you're leaving the program.
Like I've said many times, what I do better than anything else is to hire great coaches to be my assistants and help guide the program. I knew the last 7 or 8 years at Centennial that if anything ever came up and I had to be somewhere else, that I was confident that these guys like Tyler and the other coaches could take care of business and run things just as well as I could. So it was a fun ride and had a great time. And, we had a lot of good coaches, a lot of good kids, and a great atmosphere to develop the sport at Centennial. And I'm just glad I had the opportunity to be there.
Now, Tyler, you would have joined Jay's staff in the fall of 2019, mm-hmm. So the Jaguars were coming off that tremendous mm-hmm. season. Now, did you have a previous relationship with Jay, or did you just happen to apply for a position because there was an opening?
So my wife had a job here teaching at Southview Middle School, and I was in Davenport. We were dating at the time, so I made the decision to move this way and, looking for a teaching job and coaching, obviously, and Jay reached out to me, I want to say July sometime, and I was in Norway. And so the only time I could check my phone was when I had Wi-Fi, because being overseas is just a lot easier. So I checked my email and I had a message from, Jay, and I didn't really know who he was. I looked him up and saw all the rules about stuff, and he's been at Centennial since they opened. So I was very excited about it because, I was going to be living in Ankeny, and it's a perfect opportunity, and they had an opening. And then next thing you know, August rolls around, and I ended up getting a teaching job at Southview Middle School as well. So teaching PE and health there. So it ended up being just a perfect situation, and it was great.
How did you find out that he was going to be moving here, or how did that come about?
It's Holly Anderson over at Northview. She told me that Olivia, his wife, was going to be teaching there, and that Olivia had mentioned that Tyler was looking for a teaching job and a coaching job. And I was like, well, we definitely have a coaching job. And Ankeny didn't let me hire any coaches or teachers, so I could only offer the coaching part. But I think, didn't you have like an opportunity to teach in Des Moines too?
Yeah.
And then kind of late in the game?
Yep. I had an offer at, I can't remember, an elementary school in Des Moines. And then I got the interview at Southview. So then I interviewed at Southview and then I ended up getting that position. It was kind of crazy. It was kind of a whirlwind. And next thing you know, right before, a week before school started, I was teaching at Southview Middle School.
Yeah, worked out great.
Yeah, and then interviewed with you that first week of school, and that was it.
Now, do you remember him from when he wrestled in high school?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was talented and fun to watch. And, I know he wrestled, I don't think in high school he wrestled any of the guys that I coached, mm-hmm. But I know in college he wrestled like John Meeks mm-hmm. And I knew of him, and I knew he was a great athlete. So, when we interviewed with each other, and turned out he's a pretty great guy too. So it was an easy hire.
And Tyler, you had spent the previous 2 years as an assistant at Augustana College in Rock Island, where you told me it was a challenge to try to recruit kids, to a small D3 college.
Yeah.
So did you just decide that maybe coaching at the high school level was what you preferred to?
I think that was always the main goal. I was a teacher, and I wanted to be a teacher and a coach. And I think being in the same building is a philosophy that I wanted to bring in, where I think it's so super important to have a coach in the building, and being the head coach in the building, I think is even just another step that makes things, I'm able to hold the kids more accountable. I'm just being able to see them. They can come see me, they know where to find me, things like that. So that was just kind of just part of that dream. College was just kind of a step. They, when I was student teaching, they were paying me, pretty well to do that. So it was kind of just a perfect situation where I could just coach and student teach, and then didn't have to worry about another job at the time.
And Jay, when you brought Tyler in, what did you think he would bring to the program? And did he turn out to be an even better hire than you thought he'd be?
Oh yeah. He's a great technician. I don't, wasn't getting on the mat as much as I used to. And he's been, you know, he was great to get out there and wrestle and scrap with the guys too. And, you know, initially being at Southview was not ideal, but it wasn't bad. You know, at least it was Ankeny Schools. But then especially when he got moved over to Centennial, that was awesome just because he was the only coach that we had in the building. So like he said, could kind of keep an eye on kids. If teachers could come to him and express any concerns that they might have, or hope, you know, a lot of times tell you what a great job the kids were doing here and there. So it was a great hire. And we hired Chris Album at the same time. He was married to Ben Monroe's cousin, and Ben told me about it. So we got both these guys, kind of a package deal. Worked out great.
And Tyler, I know some head coaches like to divvy up the responsibilities for their assistants, you know, by giving them certain things to focus on. But it does sound like from what you've told me previously that, you know, Jay gave you a lot of different things that helped prepare you to become a head coach. Yeah. So was there anything specific, you know, that you did kind of focus on, or was it really a wide range of things?
It was really a wide range, I would say. I mean, it just kind of depended on the year. One of the first things was kind of the JV matches, organizing those certain duels and things like that. So that was kind of the first thing. And then we started that bags tournament fundraiser, and I was in charge of that. And then it's even evolved into me running a whole JV tournament with some help from Crittenden from IRSL.
Figuring that out. I mean, yeah. Coming into the sport or into the position as head coach and knowing how all that stuff with track works makes things a lot easier, because now he doesn't really have to learn how to do any of that stuff, which is time consuming. Yeah. It's nice to know.
Yeah. And then me knowing I wanted to be head coach, I was trying to get as much responsibility as I could, you know. And when Nate and Blake got hired at Centennial at the same time I did, you know, I told them, like, I have aspirations to be a head coach. What do I have to do to, you know, show you that I can handle this? And so they've known since they've been Centennial that's something I wanted to do. And I think I showed them enough that they're pretty confident with me being the next head coach.
Well, Jay, you mentioned this earlier, but one of the things that you could do earlier in your career, you know, was to get on the mat and wrestle with the guys. You know, how long ago did you have to give that up?
Let's see. I'd still get out there right now and wrestle the 13-pounder and the 20-pounder. Uh-huh. But when I first was at Centennial, I was, you know, I'd go out there and wrestle with Colin Olson and John Ware and, you know, pretty much anybody. Probably about, I'd say maybe about 4 years ago, I started to be like, well, I'm too slow on my feet anymore to really go take down. So I'll go on the mat with them some. And then these last couple of years, you know, little arthritis in the neck and the lower back. And it's like, I still show some technique, but that's another thing that Tyler and some of the other coaches do a great job of was demonstrating and showing and teaching technique. So I was, you know, getting into that sort of a managing kind of thing here the last couple of years and just making sure everything's running like it's supposed to, practice, meets, tournaments, whatever. And these guys were getting out there on the mat and showing the technique. And Tyler, probably the main one, Tyler, Brad Brule, out there most of that demonstration. So that's probably the last 2 years I haven't really gone a whole lot of live.
Well, you probably didn't miss, you know, the aches and pains that you may have gotten, you know, from doing that. But how much did that benefit you when you were able to do that? Can you learn even more about a kid when you're actually out there grappling with them?
Sure, yeah. For sure. While you're wrestling a kid, that's the best time, in my opinion, to, you know, show them, kind of tell them, you know, why you're going live, why you're drilling, like, do this, you know, come in at this angle or turn the corner here. It's a great way to do it, you know. And Tyler, I'm sure, will find out that he will be able to spend less and less time on the mat now because he's got to be in charge of all 70 kids plus five managers and five other coaches. And when you're a head coach, you don't get to get on the mat as much as you used to. So like I said, I've loved going to practice since I started when I was 9 years old. And that will be probably what I miss more than anything, is working with the kids in practice, hanging out with the coaches, you know, and having a good time. We always tried to make it, wrestling's a tough sport, so you always want to try to make it a fun sport as well. Otherwise, kids will disappear. So I think we did a pretty good job doing that.
And Tyler, you're obviously a young guy. You just turned 32 yesterday, so happy belated birthday. And you're still clearly in shape, you know, and like Coach said, you've been an active participant in practice since you joined the program. You know, is that something you plan to continue doing? And do you see, you know, a lot of benefit from doing that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I love wrestling. And I mean, the only time I get on the mat now is during season. I get a little itch for it being a season, but by the end, I'm pretty sore and things like that. And so, yeah, I enjoy getting on the mat, and it's definitely the best time to, it's sometimes watching some of our athletes is hard to see what they're doing. So when you're wrestling with them, you get that feel and you can kind of, you know, see where they're grabbing you, the leg or the arm, and you can kind of correct things a little bit, better that way. And I think just kind of getting that feel. So I definitely plan on continuing doing it for as long as my body lets me, I think. So,
well, you got to be a lot of Max the Bolt next year. Yeah. So I might not let you do anything after that.
Maybe some smaller guys might be where I hang out.
Are there certain guys that you've got on the mat with that you, when you get out there with them, that you're like, boy, that kid's a lot stronger than I thought he was?
Kale Vandermark is definitely one of those. He's small, but the kid is powerful and relentless. I mean, and Max the Bolt is, I mean, when you look at Max, he's not like ripped and super defined like some kids are. But when you get on the mat with Max, it's like, holy moly, this kid's got leverage and angles that, and funk that, you know, it's just hard to see. So I think I've drilled with Max a couple of times this last season, and I'm like, yeah, I actually had coaches last year. Used to go to the mat and wrestle with the Bolt. I'm like, no, why would I do that? But, yeah, it's different kids, you know, different builds, different techniques. And there's Ben Monroe was another kid that he wore me out when I wrestled him, too, because he's another one that just would never stop. He'll just keep going.
Sure. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017, is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, we're visiting with former Ankeny Centennial wrestling coach Jay Groth and the current coach, Tyler Willers. Jay, your last team at Centennial placed 16th in the state tournament with 68.5 points. And there will be quite a few seniors departing the program along with you. The toughest guy to replace will be Kale Vandermark, who is a top four finisher at state. But obviously, Max will be back next year along with Ethan Sodergren, a three-time state qualifier. I know you told me that you didn't want to leave the cupboard bare, you know, for the next guy. And that was another of the things that you factored into your retirement, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I wanted to make sure that the next guy, because I kind of had an idea who the next guy was going to be, especially in. Wanted, you know, them to be able to come in and have some success right away and be able to work with kids that are talented, and that brings other kids in that want to emulate that work ethic and success. And I think got a real good group coming back. You know, we are losing some quality seniors. It was at Brandon Boxes' graduation party
Sunday.
Yeah. And he'll be hard to replace. And Kale, like you said. But, you know, you got Sodergren is a three-time qualifier, two-time place winner, and Max, obviously, and you got some lower weight guys. I think what we have 10 qualifiers, 9 qualifiers. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of those guys back. And Tyler been in the weight room, and they've been going open room with at Centennial and at Ankeny High, and a lot of them are in clubs. So, and an eighth incoming group of freshmen is also super talented. From what we saw last year, a lot of those kids came in and worked out with in the high school room after the eighth grade season got over. So they're a good group of kids. I think they're going to really develop and quickly.
Wendell Kale is one of a number of guys that you coached that was certainly right on the cusp of winning a state title, but, you know, just never happened for one reason or another. You mentioned Ben Monroe. That was another guy that was close, you know, multiple times. But he was able to go on to Iowa State and have a nice career there. Of course, that's where Kale is headed as well. And Tyler, you wrestled at the D1 level, and you obviously know Kale about as well as anybody after, you know, working with him for the last 4 years. So how do you think he'll do in Ames, and what kind of adjustments do you think he'll have to make to compete at that level?
Here's the thing about Kale is his work ethic is through the roof. He's the hardest worker in every room, and that's not going to change Iowa State. I know those coaches up there are going to absolutely love him just because he's going to live in that wrestling room. So I think he's, you get the right guys around him, he's going to get this potential to the roof, because he just, when you get him in a tougher room, he just gets better and better and better and better every day. Because, and he just works and works and works. So I think he'll do great. I think he needs to get a lot better on top and bottom, because that's, you know, in the college level, if you're not good there, you're going to get road, you're going to turn, you know, riding time and things like that. So he's got to work on that, and he knows that. So I'm sure he's working on it this offseason. So
yeah, he told me he's going to Siebel 3 days a week and Iowa State 3 days a week. So he's practicing 6 days a week right now.
Well, Kel's one of those guys that just lives for wrestling, right?
Yeah. I will say, academically, he's like 3.95 mm-hmm. student in all AP classes too. So
yeah.
Iowa State's going to love him for that too. Same with Ben Monroe. They loved him. He not only was a good wrestler, but a great student, and he helped tutor a bunch of the kids on the team. So yeah, he'll be invaluable for sure.
Yeah, when you don't have to worry about a kid's academics, that's just one less thing to worry about, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, looking ahead to next year now, your team will be able to build your lineup around guys like Ethan and Max. Now, Max won his second title at 175 pounds after wrestling at 157 as a sophomore. So do you expect him to maybe move up to 190 next year? Is it too early to tell?
Yeah, I think he will. I don't think he's having any restriction. I don't think he's going to try to be losing any weight or anything like that. I think Iowa State probably wants him at 197, would be my guess. I mean, he's got the frame for it. So yeah, and I mean, there's some tough wrestlers at that 190 weight class, but Max is just seems like being another level. I mean, and I don't know if at 175 or 190 if there's gonna be anyone to challenge him, so I don't see why he's dropped down to 175 if he's weighing over 190, you know.
I think, well, they got ranked like fourth in the country right now at 175, right? I think I saw him, but and Jackson Miller was fifth for one, so who we beat in the finals. But yeah, I agree with you. I think he'll be a 90 pounder next year.
Yeah, and I think it just with our lineup, I think that's a better fit. You know, we have kind of a shortage at the upper weights, so him moving up another weight class would just help our lineup overall be better.
Well, knowing Max, I don't think he'll shy away from anybody at 90, will he?
Yeah, not at all.
Well, and Jay, what do you think of Max's long-term potential at the collegiate level? You know, do you, like you said, maybe they project him as 197 at that level, but do you think Max has the kind of skills that will allow him to be, you know, just as dominant in college, or will he have to make some adjustments too?
Oh, he'll have to make adjustments. I mean, he's as talented a wrestler that I've ever coached. I mean, he's just great at the freestyle level. He's great, you know, folk style. He will have to learn how to fall in love with the weight room, because you know, going in as a freshman and a redshirt freshman, I'm assuming wrestling guys that are right now, I'm not sure all the rule changes, but you're going to go on and be 18, 19 years old and wrestling guys that are 22, 23, 24 years old. Definitely going to have to build at that level. But wrestling wise, I mean, I've never coached a kid that's got as much mat awareness as Max does. I've watched some of his matches where he's out of bounds, but he puts one hand in bounds so he can stay, and then he'll put the other hand down and pull it out to finish the move he's doing. I'm like, most high school kids don't do that. And so he's going to, if he wants to be, he'll be very successful in college wrestling.
Well, Tyler, you've certainly been around a lot of great wrestlers in your career, whether it was at UNI or elsewhere. You know, what is it about Max that makes him so good? And is he a guy, you know, that you can just, you know, let loose next year? You probably don't have to coach him too much, do you?
Not too much, no. Here's the thing with Max is he loves the sport more than most people. Like, even some of the best wrestlers, you know, wrestling is tough. It's hard. Guys get burnt out. He just loves wrestling. Like, he wants to wrestle all the time. He comes in and, you know, open mats and rolls around with, you know, our kids that are weighing 110 pounds, eighth graders, and just kind of just, it's fun for him. And that's huge. And that's, will keep him wanting to get better and better. And he's going to spend a lot of time in the wrestling room, and he's got it figured out. He's got the, you know, the mat awareness, the leverage, he's got that figured out, and that's huge.
And Jay, when the next wrestling season rolls around, do you think you'll maybe miss, you know, some aspects of it? And do you think you'll drop by, you know, the practice occasionally, or do you think it'll just be better for everyone if you just kind of stay away?
I have no doubt that I will miss it. And, you know, being involved with the sport for as long as I have, I've definitely, Coach Fontana and I, because Mike retired as well, we've already talked to Tyler about here. We're going to be at the home meets, obviously, and I'll probably be at the away meets too. But these couple of tournaments, you know, Urbandale tournament isn't easy to get that coaching pass. Mm-hmm. So we're like, you know, tell them Tyler, okay, state tournament, Urbandale tournament, Fort Dodge tournament. We got some things that we're going to make sure we're there to watch and cheer them on. I guess I can't say well, but I don't think I'll stop in the high school room just because it's a new show and it's Tyler's show now. And I think it's a little awkward to have the former head coach come in there and hang out and do whatever. So I've already planted the seed with Coach Roland. So the girls program, if I get to a point where it's like, I got to get out of the house and go do some wrestling stuff, hopefully Dustin will be all right with me coming in and working with some of the girls and just trying to help out if I can, but we'll see.
And Tyler, you told me previously that Jay is going to be a Hall of Famer and you like the way he ran his program and his practices. Yeah. So, you know, you don't envision coming in and making a lot of changes, do you?
No, I don't. I think you look at the Division I level right now, the flexibility of guys. I kind of want to just add some where we're really working on our flexibility. I think that's an underappreciated aspect of the sport that as we're seeing is huge when it comes to shot defense and not getting taken down. So we're going to spend some quality time on that every practice and get flexible. And that's one thing. With another thing with Max is he's extremely Gumby and he's flexible, and that it's just a huge benefit because a lot of wrestlers are not flexible. They're not, they're muscular guys. So they can't move as well, where, you know, if you get that flexibility, you get that advantage over them.
Now, I talked a couple of weeks ago, you had just been hired and not had time yet to assemble a coaching staff. And I think you said you had put out some feelers or had some people in mind. You know, has anything been nailed down in that regard yet?
Nothing yet. The application window closes on the 31st. Reached out to a couple of people, a few people that applied, and looking forward to interviewing them and getting someone hired. Right now, for sure, two, maybe another one in August. Yeah, it's exciting, you know, get some younger guys, some fresh faces in there, get them on the mat as well, and save me some years.
Sure.
You know.
Well, I know one of your former fellow assistants, Max Davis, is moving over to join the Ankeny girls wrestling staff, mm-hmm. where your wife, Olivia, who you guys have mentioned, is also an assistant coach. Now, is Olivia planning to stay in that position? Does she have an interest in joining your staff?
No, she doesn't want to join our staff. This weekend, someone was joking about that as well. She's like, no, I don't think that's a good idea. You know, no, I think I want you guys that are willing to get on the mat and wrestle and roll around, where Olivia doesn't do that too much with the girls even. So that's probably not going to happen. But
she was on our staff for a few years.
Yeah, when
we were combined with the girls.
Yeah.
Before girls were sanctioned, her and
Michael Carlson
were in our room almost every day working with the girls in there. So
yeah, no, she loves the sport. She really appreciates it was a sport when she was in high school, because she would have done it for sure, and she would have been pretty tough, you know. But I think she wants to stick around with the girls program for as long as she can. She's currently pregnant and due in October, so
congratulations.
Thank you. So there's gonna be some complications with this year, but Coach Roland's willing to work with her, and he's great. He's really family oriented, so he knows that, you know, she probably won't be around much beginning of the year, but maybe January and things like that, she'll come around and
I'll be Olivia's proxy for a month.
There you go. Well, yeah, the girls staff has a good thing going, so I don't blame her for wanting to stick around there.
Absolutely. Very tough.
Well, hey guys, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I appreciate it. And, you know, Jay, enjoy your retirement. And Tyler, you know, have fun this summer getting ready for next year.
We're going to get some of the sponsors of Ankeny, of this podcast, to sponsor my bare knuckle kindergarten.
if you get that going, I'll see what I can do. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, I wanted to say, too, while the whole time I was at Ankeny and you guys covering Ankeny Centennial Wrestling, doing a great job. I know I appreciated it. The staff appreciated it. You guys are awesome, and I appreciate the continued support, for sure.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks.
Yep. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help you make the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had former Ankeny Centennial wrestling coach Jay Groth and his successor, Tyler Willers. I appreciate the time from both of those gentlemen today. This is just a crazy busy week with the spring sports. The baseball season started tonight. I was over at Centennial for a couple innings there, where we have a new intern from Iowa State helping us out. He'll be covering that game. His name is Dom Tornabane. He's originally from Johnston, and softball will be starting on Wednesday. I usually do the podcast on Wednesdays, but there's a lot going on that day. We have two golf meets going on, a couple of tennis meets. One of the baseball teams has a game that day. So yeah, it's just kind of a crazy busy week. And then of course the state track meet will be Thursday through Saturday. So just wanted to get the podcast out tonight, and that worked out well to have those two gentlemen in. So I hope you enjoyed that, and come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.